So Rasulullah, he came back to Makkah Mukarramah. Now basically he was very depressed from inside, very sad from inside. Now when someone is sad, then the other person becomes more merciful. And Blue Camry, NUR12894, Green Corolla, ND235863, they are blocking the passage of someone, so please take your car away. So when Rasulullah SAW, he came back to Makkah, then he was very sad. He went to the house of Umme Hani radiallahu ta'ala. So one day he was sleeping. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, he came down and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah yakra'uka salam wa yad'uka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says salam to you and he invites you towards himself. And then he said, inna rabbaka yashtaqu ilayk, that your Lord is willing to see you. So Rasulullah, he stood up, he made wudu, came towards Kaaba. Then he made 2 rakat in Hatim, and then the journey was started. There was a carrier, a special animal. Its name was Burraq. Jibreel Islam brought him so that Rasulullah can have a ride. So the journey started from the masjid, which is called Masjid-e-Haram, ilal Masjid-e-Aqsa. And just in few moments, this carrier, it just went towards Masjid-e-Aqsa. But in between, there was a valley. Jibreel Islam told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is a valley of barakah. Lot of barakah in this valley. So Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made 2 rakat. This valley was near Medina, because Medina is in between Makkah and Baitul Muqaddas, in between, in the passage. So Rasulullah, when he just passed by Medina Munawwara, he made 2 rakat there, and then he continued. When he arrived in Masjid-e-Aqsa, he found all the prophets, they were there waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he told that, ya, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets are here, that you should lead them for 2 rakat prayer. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasalam, he became the imam of all the anbiya. After this, another carrier was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and its name was Raf Raf. So this Raf Raf was for Miraj. Miraj means to raise up, to rise up. Uruj. So there are 2 different parts of the journey. One is Asra. Asra is to go in the night from one place to other. It was a horizontal journey. And then there was a vertical one. And the name of the carrier was another. It was Raf Raf. And Rasulullah, he sat in the carrier and it climbed up. Until Jibreel Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he climbed up the skies. 1, 2, 3, 7. Even higher than that. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went up the skies. And there he saw the hell and the heaven. Now there is a lot of explanation in ahadith about the heaven and the hell. What he saw there. In the heaven he saw how the buildings are made, how there is greenery, river, plantation, flowers. And it was a new world, totally different. Rasulullah, he was just visiting this place, He listened the voice as if someone is walking. The sound of the shoes, the sound of the feet. Someone is coming. So Rasulullah asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, where from this sound is coming? He replied, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your slave Bilal radiallahu ta'ala no. He is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when he walks on the ground, the sound of feet is listened in the heaven. Allahu Akbar. Then Jibreel salatu wasalam, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come and visit what's happening in the hell. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he visited. And there he visited so many instances. Number one, he found a person whose tongue was very big, just like the tongue of the camel. You know, camel has a very big, long tongue. So this person had a very long, big tongue. And there was an angel who had scissors in his hand. And he was cutting his tongue. Again, in next moment, the tongue was in the same healthy position. Again, the angel was cutting the tongue. So this person was being tortured again and again, and his tongue was being cut. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what's happening? He said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is a liar. He lied a lot. He was not a truthful person because he used his tongue in order to speak lie. That's why now he is being punished. So this will be the final result of those people who speak a lie. Then Rasulullah sallam, he looked at a person. Angel was coming, and he was just holding him from the throat and pressing the throat. He pressed up to an extent until the eyes of the person were just coming out, and then he left him, and again he started pressing. It was happening again and again. Rasulullah, he asked him, what's happening here? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person was a speaker, orator, a khatib, but he never practiced himself. He used to tell the people things which he never practiced himself. Now he is being punished due to that bad deed. Then Rasulullah, he saw a person whose body was just like human being, but the face was just like a pig, and he was being punished. Then Rasulullah asked the Jibreel alayhi salam, what is happening here? He replied, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person used to drink alcohol in the world. And drinking of alcohol is such a big crime that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his face and put him on punishment. Then Rasulullah saw some of the women. They were crying and screaming just like dogs. So Rasulullah asked, what's happening here? Jibreel Islam, he replied, that these are the women who were unfaithful, unrespectful to their husbands. If husband says one word, they speak in front of him 10 words. Talkative. So these disrespectful women, they are punished like that. They are screaming like dogs because they used to speak loudly in front of the husbands. Then Rasulullah saw a person who was standing. One angel was coming and having a big load, and he was just putting it on the head of this person. Rasulullah, he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, what's happening here? He said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is dishonest person. Due to his dishonesty, He used to take load on his head. And now practically you can see a big load is being thrown on his head. He was crushed. Again he was healthy. And same thing was happening again and again, again and again. Then Rasulullah looked at a person that there was an angel who had a big stone in his hand. And he was just throwing it on the head of this person and the whole skull was being crushed. Again in a moment he became healthy and again same thing was happening. So Rasulullah asked Jibreel al-Islam, what's happening here? He replied that this person never used to make prayer at its time. So that's why he neglected the prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is crushing his whole head.